we are. What am I in the mood for tonight? I don't know. I didn't fancy getting off to anything directly. I sort of just like scrolled through a horny timeline and sort of just until I was like, you know, engine revved. I think I'm gently in the mood for casual teasing. Does that work? Because I haven't been at it for super long, which is, again, unusual for me. I think you all know that I have a bad habit of going out with these for quite a while before I even start recording. I've only been here for, what, 2 or 3 minutes so far? But I was thinking I would talk you all through the slower process. What's a good way to frame this? There's something that a lot of JOI audios, videos, whatever, tend to do that always irks me a little bit, and it's they always tell you to slow down at kind of like bad or annoying points, you know? It's like, you know, once you've got a rhythm up, it's like breaking, that's kind of just a pain in the ass, and it kind of just kills the mood. Maybe like someone getting up and leaving the room during sex or something like that. Instead, I much prefer the idea of going fast and stopping dead when you need to slow down. I think edging is done best when it's not slowing down or pacing or hitting a certain rhythm or pumping along to a certain timing. It's when you do as I say. It's like you get off as fast as you need to push yourself towards an orgasm, and then you stop when I tell you to. And that, I think, is more poignant because it's working with sensations. It's going and going and going and trying to push yourself to an orgasm as hard as you can, and then it's nothing. And it's like, you can vary speed, of course, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're only doing that to try and keep going, right? It's like, if you're, like, constantly pumping like I am right now, it's like, it feels like you're always just trying to eke out towards an orgasm, even if you don't particularly want to. I've been on it a lot lately. The other day I had this one where, like, I came really, really, really fucking hard. It's like, it was a lot, I think, is just the best way to put it. It was one of the bigger loads that I've done lately. It was, like, this really huge one. It sort of made quite the mess, like a fountain. And that's from a lengthier one where I sort of, like, I had quite the extended orgasm and actually lasted a long time, which is unusual. This one I'm sort of just like, I always say when I'm sensitive, I don't think tonight is a sensitive one. I think I'm actually quite average, quite normal. Nothing particularly overly exciting going on. It's just me and my normal feeling. Which means that I have to stroke quite quickly to get any sensation going. I lean back, relax. Lower half of my body, I do tense up in the stomach, and I can't really help that. And I'm going to try and get myself really close. See, this is what I mean about not being particularly sensitive. It's taking me a fucking while now. I don't know. It's funny. I'm not quite sure what the point was when I sort of started to get a really above average time to come. There was a point when it took me the standard sort of 2 minutes that most guys last, I suppose. I don't know. I guess my sensitivity sort of started to die off over the years. I don't know if that's a problem or anything. I guess it depends what you're up to. Getting closer. And there's an edge. I need to specify what that feeling feels like. It's like it's the obviously there's the build up to orgasm. And everything sort of tenses up is the wrong word. It's more along the lines of I feel a bit of a muscle pull in my pelvic floor. Taint, I think. Balls tighten up a little bit. Not in the sense of like I feel them doing something, but in the sense that the actual muscle contracts a little bit and they pull up a little bit. And then I actually feel my dick get less sensitive, if anything, for just a second. Like almost like there's an absence of something in the build-up. It's difficult to describe. Let me see if I can do it again. No, that's the best way to describe it. There's a warmth. There's a warmth that travels, and that's the main thing that ends up in my dick. There's a warmth that travels up from my taint, almost near my asshole, all the way to the inside of the tip of my cock. It's a unique sensation because, like, coming sort of, like, immediately overrides that sensation and you forget about it. It's funny how unfamiliar I am with it, in the sense that, like, it's hard to remember. I guess it's just a symptom of doing this so casually so often. You sort of blur the details without thinking about it. As I've talked about a couple of times, I don't produce a lot of pre. Just a quirk of me, I suppose. But sometimes I can feel something being moved along inside. I think it's because my dick's actually on the larger side. I think it actually just genuinely takes a while for things to travel from one end to the other to it. That's my running, not a biological expert theory anyway. So something like pre, which is sort of pumped rather than spurted. It's just sort of gradually get moved up and out. Which means I think that if you wanted things to run smoothly and slickly with me, you'd have to tease me quite a lot. But a lot of you would like that idea. It's funny. If you urge me particularly hard, manage to stop basically just as I'm in the process of coming, but get me to come down from it, I will actually squirt pre. That's one of the only ways to reliably get it out of me, but of course you're in danger of just making me fucking blow a load then anyway, so that kind of defeats the purpose if you want build up. There's the shaking. Very warm, very tight. I think that's the thing, is that, like, also being on the larger side, getting hard actually takes quite a while. Like, just for everything to flow from tip to thing. So it's like, I'm completely hard now, and I'm, like, max size, or at least very nearly there. And that's from, like, a lot of work. I can feel the blood moving in. I'll make this the last one as I finish, okay? With me now, bear in mind all the sensations I've talked about as I come for you, alright? Oh my fuck. And come. There we go. Pushing past the point where I can stop it. And. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 smaller one as a change. As I said, it's a struggle to make sure everything gets out of me. So I was trying to jerk off a little bit in the aftermath. Make sure that my dick's doing its job. Fuck. That was a fun one. I think I was uniquely locked in there. Thank you all very much for listening. I'll see you on the next thing. Been a wild week. Bye-bye.